Kate's Park Gimel Tevis, December 31st, at the bottom of page Nun Gimel, talking about things we see in our world that show Kodesh Baruch's presence. Spoke about Nevuah, that existed for a long time in Klal Yisrael, and then Ruach HaKodesh, and Baskol, which is like a vestige of Ruach HaKodesh. Last two words on the page, Vagam Acharei Chasimas HaTalmud. And even after the close of the Talmud, so you had different eras. You had the time of Nevuah, and then really made its way to the time of the Mishnah, the time of the Gemara, and they had traces of not Nevuah at that point, but Ruach HaKodesh and Baskol. Still, Lo Paska Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. It still didn't leave. Mi Talmidei HaArizal, from the students of the Rizal Yesh, Lanu Od Sefer Hadracha Ketzel Hagiel Yidei Ruach HaKodesh. We have a guidance sefer that tells you how to reach Ruach HaKodesh. V'imki b'shurosav harishonos nikr she'ein sefer zeh. And even though from the first lines of this book it's recognizable that this sefer is not, and the sefer he's talking about is Shari Kedusha L'Rabbeinu Chaim Vital Zatzal. That's the sefer. Chaim Vital. Medaber Eleinu, it's not speaking to us, El El Dargo She'en La'el Yodein La'Hasigan, but it's talking to levels that we don't have the ability to reach. Still, Harime Etzem HaSefer HaZeh, still from the very essence of the Sefer, Nuchol Hibokeach Bevados Gemura, we can prove, we can verify with absolute certainty, She'esh Elokim B'Yisrael, that there is a God among Yisrael, Ad L'Doros Ha'achronim Mamash, till the very most recent generations. Novi Bozek Etayim Mitoch HaKdam LaSefer HaKadosh HaHu. We'll bring a few paragraphs from the introduction of this holy sefer. So here's Reb Chaim Vital speaking. Re'isi B'nei Aliyah V'Hemet Mu'atim. It's an expression from Chazal. I've seen people who are B'nei Aliyah, and they are few. Mishtokakim La'alos. They yearn to go up. V'hasulam Ne'elam Einehem. But the ladder is hidden from their eyes. They contemplate in this farm of the early ones to find the ways of life, to elevate their souls to its higher roots, and to cling to Hashem. Like was the way of the Nevi'im, that all their days they clung to their master. And from the medium of that Dveikos, Ruach HaKodesh rested upon them. After the Nevi'im came the early righteous ones we call Prushim. Parush means a person who's abstinent, abstemious. Ubikshu Lotzeis Be'ekvoseim Shal Nevi'im. They wanted to go like in the footsteps of the Nevi'im, velo no do'u. They are also not known. Ulizdamos lahem. I think that the phrase velo no do'u is kind of thrown in as a like by dashes. Ulizdamos lahem b'ma'aros turim, to be similar to them in caves, in rock caves, and midbaros, and deserts, Upirshu Midarki B'nei Adam, they separated themselves from the ways of people. Mehem Prushim B'Bateim Kedimin Holchim Midbaros. And there were those who were Prushim within their own homes, like those who went out into the Midbaros, meaning they were within society, but still in some ways were removed from society. V'chol Hayom V'chol Halayla Tamid Lo Yecheshu L'Halal Esbarim, all day and all night they weren't silent from praising their Creator. Be'esek Torah, V'shiri David HaMelech Alav Hashalom, Samach Esalev, and the study of Torah and the songs of David HaMelech that make the heart joyous. Ad Asher Tidbak Machshavtan B'Koach V'cheshek Nimrutz B'Oros HaLayonim, till their thoughts were clinging with great strength and strong will to the higher lights. His midu b'kach koyamem, they were constant in this all of their days. Arasher olav madregas ruach hakodesh, till they elevated the levels of ruach hakodesh. They elevated to the levels of ruach hakodesh. V'im ki lo ri'izeh ki ri'izeh, and even though one is not like the other, that's not the same thing as nevi'im. But still lo nimtzu ofani darkeim b'shimusheim. their ways and their usages, you know, how they achieve this, is not found. We don't know what they are, how these holy people served Hashem, and we would do the same. Granted, it's not nevuah, but it's something very enviable, and we don't know what it is.
So how did they record it?
Well, he's going to tell that his sefer is to show you how to do it. Arba'a gedol Yisrael shenichtasu lepardes, lo nimlat mehem ish ki im ahu chasidah Rabbi Akiva. Chazal tells the story of four great Tanaim who entered into the secret parts of the Torah and went into the orchard, and only one of them came out unscathed, the great Rabbi Akiva. Va'afhu bikshu malachi asharas ledachafo. Even he, the Malach Asharas, wanted to push him, Uli Hashem as Rasalo, if not for the fact that Hashem was his sukkur. Nichnas b'shalom v'yotza b'shalom, that he went in peace and left in peace. Va'emes kihim bikshu madregos gedolos. And the truth is, they wanted very great levels. Krovos el hanavuah, which were near prophecy. Va'alkein estaknu k'tasa. And therefore, some of them became endangered. We would reach even a small level of Ruach HaKodesh. Ki'inyan gilui Eliyazal, like a revelation of Eliyahu Navi, asher rabim zachu elov k'mefursim, that many people have merited it, as is well known. It is, I think, even to fairly recent generations, you have accounts that seem to be gilui Eliyahu. Ki'inyan gilui neshamos ha-tzadikim, or like the concept of a revelation of souls of tzaddikim, which is mentioned many times, and Sefer Tikkunim, where a departed neshama reveals itself to somebody. And even in our time, I've seen there are holy ones who've merited all of this. And sometimes a person's own soul, when it's been very purified, very, will reveal itself to a person and guide him. His neshama shows him what to do. All of these ways are not far out, they're close, and those who are fitting for them will achieve them. So he's going to say in the last paragraph, he feels bad that people don't know how to get to even these levels, and the purpose of this sefer is to help people get there. The Rebbe is not suggesting we do it, but he's showing that Ruach HaKodesh is not far away. We can continue tomorrow.